Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! Now this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and see where everybody's at this early morning. Up first, our video producer, co-host of the show. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
So, you know, I coach my son's basketball team, 9-year-old basketball. Well, I have a coaching staff. It's me and Kevin from here at the office. And I have a new member of our coaching staff.
By the way, how's the team doing?
We're bad. We're 1-4.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to win it all. That's why I became the sole sponsor of the team.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I wanted to be a part of a winner.
A couple things. I think the competition's harder than I thought it was going to be. And then, two, we're having a hard time getting all our kids to practice and all that. We're getting it there.
Do I need to be Jerry Jones in this situation?
Dude, you show up and light that fire, that'd be awesome, because I'll tell you what happened on Saturday. It was a game changer. So Jimmy Allen's son is on my basketball team. He said that when he called in one time. And I guess he never comes to these games. But halftime, this last game on Saturday, I hear someone yelling my name. Eddie, look over.
Mostly because a lot of them are on the weekend, he's on the road.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Allen is yelling at me, and I'm like, Jimmy! He gets up, walks across the court. He's like, hey, what's up, dude? Good job. You're doing well. He's like, can I talk to the kids a little bit? I would love it. So he starts giving them a halftime pep talk. And they're listening because, it's Jimmy Allen. He's got sunglasses on. He's like, all right, boys, come on. We need to see the fight. We need to see you guys fight, fight. And he talks to the big guy. He's like, dude, you're big. I want to see you strong and fight out there. And the little guy's like, dude, you can shoot. I see it in you. He went down the line to every player and told them how good they were. And they said, okay. They came out shooting. We scored 10 points immediately.
Did you win?
We didn't win, but we got a total of 14 points, which is unheard of for our team.
That's not how the Disney movie is supposed to end.
I know. But it's not the end of the season yet.
So is Jimmy going to be a part of the staff now?
I told Jimmy, if you're ever in town and you're coming to a game, you are more than welcome to be a coach. He's like, dude, I would love to do that. So, yeah.
Hey, it's been a big few weeks for Jimmy. New coaching job and a number one recently.
Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking. Wow.
A lot of stuff going on in
his
life.
What an honor to be on your staff. That's awesome.
Pretty
up next,
cool.
Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody. All right. Got lunch.
Amy is known as the sweet, nice person on this show, but she did something a little like passive aggressive, very offensive to me. Like, she gave me a Christmas present and I forgot all about it. It was in my car, it was in a little bag, and I was like, oh, how sweet. And I pull it out the other day and it's a nose hair trimmer. And I'm like, well, this is rude.
I wish I had a new nose hair trimmer.
Yeah, I got one. Those for cool. All the guys on the show.
I didn't get one.
I got you something else.
But I'm one of all the guys.
Yeah, I didn't get a nose trimmer.
Yes, you did. Oh, you didn't, because I drew you. I got you a Cowboys hat. You gave it to Bobby.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah.
Sounds like not all the guys on the show.
Yeah, so that's why.
I was like,
don't be offended.
Okay.
Well, it's like saying, hey, you got some gross hairs coming out your nose. So then I looked in the mirror and I was like, man, my nose hairs look pretty good.
I have one that comes to the top of my nose.
Oh, I did.
So that's
too,
old
dude.
Age.
That's so weird. What are you going to say? I think that's a fine gift.
Okay, I was just going to back up. Okay, I'll say for all the guys that I didn't get other gifts for, I got the nose trimmer because I thought, this is something you just don't normally buy yourself. Scuba Steve sent me a text. He's like, oh my gosh, mine had broken and I hadn't replaced it. This is so perfect.
And I ripped mine out.
Can I just be honest with you? Yeah. I am 41 years old. I have never had a nose trimmer in my life. I don't know you need one.
You're welcome.
One.
Well, now you do.
Yeah.
Well, I have hair in my nose, but I didn't know I was supposed to cut it.
You're trimming it.
Well,
I mean, you don't have to.
Every day we learn something new that can benefit our lives and the people around us.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I didn't mean to offend you.
I thought you were saying, hey, your grooming habits suck.
Lunchbox also got Abby for Christmas a Singing for Dummies book. So right. Don't be like, I'm so offended.
Was it nice?
Do you have long nose hairs?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next, here she is, Amy, everybody.
So on Netflix, they put up Madoff, the Wolf of Wall Street.
I saw the preview for that and up in the section.
He's the monster, sorry. Wolf, monster, whatever.
Monster, okay.
And, you know, I knew he was the leader of a Ponzi scheme. I remember when he got arrested and it being a big deal and then him being in jail. But I didn't know all the details of how he got into this business, how he started the Ponzi scheme, how long it lasted, that it was estimated to be at about $64 billion at the time of his arrest. It's kind of wild. It's only 4 episodes and very interesting. So I give it 5. Listen,
5? But is the show good or is the story good? Because I know the story pretty much
okay,
already.
Fine. I'll give it a 4 Ponzi schemes out of 5.
What's that rating? Ponzi scheme? I mean, what's...
What's a Ponzi scheme? No,
yeah, okay.
So you, $4 bills?
There you go.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, he had a whole floor at his office, the 17th floor, dedicated to printing out fake buys. Like, he wasn't trading any of the money. Mm-hmm. Like, so he'd print out these trades to send to the clients, and they would think that they were...
That's crazy. I mean, but I bet you this is happening somewhere, too. On a smaller level where they're just getting away with it, and they'll always get away with it. He's not the only one that's done
this. Oh, yeah. So the guy that sort of... found him even years, like he knew decades before he got Bernie Madoff got busted that this was happening. And
just
he
couldn't
went
prove it?
No, he went. He's like, I have all this evidence, but Bernie was so well respected and people just kind of brushed it on the rug, like, yeah, we'll get to that. It's fine. They thought he was above bar, but this guy says, yeah, more people are out there. It's just a matter of time.
Madoff, the monster of Wall Street, 83% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. There you go. Raymundo, hit me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he said he wants to be bored more, and before he goes to bed, he checks every door. Bobby Bones.
Nice job, Raymundo. I do want to take this to Ray for a second. No, this is about me, but did you mention to somebody on this show that I might be offended by a gift you got me, speaking of gifts?
Well, I kind of thought about it. I second-guessed myself. So for Christmas, we got you some really nice Rolo chocolates because you said you like...
I never had them. I don't know what you're talking about.
I hope you find them soon because they're probably going to melt. But they're gourmet type of Rolo chocolate because you said you like
I
caramel.
Love Rolos.
Yes. So we got you those, but we also got you a
Where was this gift?
I don't know. It's
would you bring it here or my house?
At your house.
Uh-oh.
So, but family. Then the other thing was a bottle of wine, but you had to look closely because it wasn't actually alcoholic. It was a non-alcoholic wine that we thought you and Caitlin could enjoy together.
Never even looked at it.
Okay. We just hoped you weren't offended and thought we just blew past you not drinking and got you wine.
No, but a lot of people got us wine, but Caitlin drinks wine.
Okay.
Somebody stole my Rolos. Uh-huh. That's what I got from this. I would never be offended at a gift. But someone stole my Rolos.
Could be one of your dogs.
Just to make up for it, will you give me more?
Yeah, we know the spot.
Thank you, buddy. Gourmet Rolos? Are you kidding? That sounds amazing. That's like gourmet chicken fried steak.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Or gourmet fried okra. Those are all my favorite things. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband and I have been married going on 2 years now. I want to start a family, but my husband thinks buying a new truck is more important. His dream was to buy a truck before having kids. He's been looking, he's been test driving trucks ever since I met him, like 5 years ago. Well, over Christmas, he went out and bought a truck as a gift to himself. I found out when I saw it in the driveway when I got home from work. I was not happy, but I've held off on blowing up on him for making such a big purchase without me. He said it was a deal, and it was such a big deal he couldn't pass it up. Well, now I'm ready to have a conversation about starting a family, which is my dream. How do I communicate how much having a kid means to me, and how do I do it without blowing up and making it about him buying a truck? Signed, wanna be a mom. Okay, so I think you're upset because he just didn't tell you he's buying a truck. I don't think they have to actually intertwine. I mean, they will at some point. If he's got a truck payment, you can't
you know, afford the crib you want.
Right.
But they don't have to intersect. They can be mutually exclusive, and I think both of them have to be talked about separately. I think the conversation with the truck is, first of all, not aggressive because he ain't sending the truck back. He's already bought it. So you can get mad as you want, but if you get real, real, real mad, it's just get that relationship's going to be pressed and nothing's going to happen from that pressure. If you go in calmly and you can actually turn this into a situation that affects the future, and we can't buy stuff like this without having these conversations with each other, that's the win here. Because he's already got the truck. He ain't sending the truck back.
Yeah, but it's already lost value, right?
Maybe. Yes, it's lost value.
It's weird. It sounds like she wants to use the truck as like, yes. Okay, you got your truck. Which now I want my kids.
Which is why they shouldn't be together.
Okay.
The conversation is, because you are married. If you aren't married, it'd be a different conversation. If you aren't married, I'd be like, hey, you ain't married. He buying a truck.
Right.
But you are married, and he probably shouldn't go and buy a truck if you guys have the communication. We're not going to buy big things without talking to each other.
Right.
Even if it's a big deal, he should have just sent a text and been like, hey, I found this truck, or a call. Yeah. Or it wasn't such a deal where the guy's like, if you don't pay me now, it will disappear. So that's conversation one. Conversation two is the family, the baby. Because you can have that right now too. I don't think you have them the same night though, if I'm being honest. I don't think you let the emotion from one pour into the emotion of the other. So what I would do is I would pick which one you want to do. Say, hey, you might want to talk about this. Talk about it. Finish the emotion of it, which could take a day or 2 days or 3 days or an hour. And then move on to the next thing because they both need to be discussed at length. Yeah, you shouldn't have bought the truck. Especially if you guys have a rule. And the truck's a bit, it's probably in the rule. I mean,
it's not like you went and bought a shirt.
I know.
That's
I agree.
A truck.
I agree.
It's
a truck. Now, if you are all separate and he's doing his thing, but it doesn't feel like that's the case, I just wouldn't put them in the same on the same plate. Don't let your food touch. You got corn and mashed potatoes here, but don't let them touch.
Yeah, and I think the good thing about this is once you have the hard conversation of the truck thing, you get that out of the way, and then it seems as though he got his dream. So you'll likely get yours.
Now impregnate me.
Yeah, because she said his dream is to have a truck before he has a kid. Well, voila, he got the truck. So next, he gets
here we
the
go.
Kid.
The question, how do I communicate how much having a kid means to me? I think you just say it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Hey,
this is important.
But I wouldn't go aggressive at either. You're just not going to get anything. If you're not going to punish, then don't be aggressive. If there was a punishment aspect to it, then you'd be. But you're not. You just want to gain the, hey, we're not going to buy stuff. And we're also going to have to talk about having a baby. Do not go in hot because it will not end up well. Will not be good. All right, thank you for that. I hope the truck's good. I hope the future family's great.
Love it.
I got a question in my Instagram messages when I did the Q&A's, like, what do you regret? I only have a couple real regrets because I really will take a regret and go, did I learn anything from it that will help me for the future or that I can help somebody else with? And if I do have that, then I don't really regret it because I've taken something from it. And I have to do that or I'll go crazy. This is the coping mechanism for me. But I do have two regrets. Number one was when I got fined $1 million by the FCC for what happened on the show because I gained nothing from it. And that was a really hard time for me and the show, and that's terrible. Even the time Lunchbox got put in jail, we did a bit that got him put in jail, I learned a lot from that. What I learned, I won't share here, but we learned a lot. We learned a lot. I learned a lot about the prison system.
Yeah.
So the other thing was when my grandmother... When I was in college, I didn't go back home a whole lot to see anybody, but my grandmother was instrumental in raising me. She adopted me for a long time, and I didn't go back home as much as I should have because I was in college, and I guess you just feel like people are going to live forever, and then she died while I was in college. And so that was a regret because that was a very personal one. And listen, did I learn something? Yeah, but that one wasn't worth that learning lesson. So those are my two real regrets in life. Now, experts have a top five list of things that they say most people will regret later in life because they don't really think it's a big deal when it's happening, but then later they do. Number five, waiting for the perfect time with a wedding, a business idea, a vacation, etc. You're like, I'm going to wait for the right time. Kids, going to wait for the right time. There never is a right time. Nothing's ever going to be exactly right for any of this stuff to happen because you know what? There's never a time in our life where everything's exactly right, period. It doesn't matter what it is. Little things or big things. I can tell you that. If you want to do it, just go do it. Because there is never going to be the perfect weather to go out and have a good day. Sometimes you just got to commit to having a good day and go make it happen. That's number five. Number four, waiting to be picked for something and wasting time worrying about it. Lottery.
Ooh. Well,
career advancement, an award. Listen, I've spent a lot of time going, when are they going to hire me to host a ACMs or CMAs? Like, I've done everything I could possibly do. A tour as a stand-up comedian to theaters, thousands of people. Have a massive audience here on this show. I'm in music. I've once, I mean, I've basically done everything I could possibly do, but I'm trying not to worry about it as much because I can't really affect that. If there's someone picking that just has a beef with me, I can't affect that. So I'm trying my best now to not worry about something that I can't control. And Lunchbox with the Lottery, that's one of the ones they list here, is worrying about winning the lottery.
I worry about it all the time. Every time I see a commercial, I drive by a billboard. Every time I drive by a gas station, I look and I'm like, is that the gas station that I'm supposed to win at?
That's a lot of worrying.
Yeah, a lot of emotional investment there.
A lot.
Living someone else's dream is at number three. It could be your parents or your friends. It could be getting into a job because your parents say, hey, this is what you should do, or this is what we did, or this is what people do from here. That's very common, especially where I grew up, because there was a sawmill in my town, and most people just work for the sawmill because their parents work for the sawmill. And education was not a priority where I come from. And so most people just said, and because that's the way you did it. Well, they did it, and their grandparents did it. I think I should probably do it. Now I have a good life here. And they were right for the most part, but I don't know that there's a happiness that you get to. For me, it was just like, I gotta get out of here. I don't know why. I don't know why I felt that way, but I did. But they say, don't attach yourself to other people's dreams. Even if your dreams are so different than everybody else's, at least give it a run. Because you'll always wonder why you didn't later on. You'll always go, man, if I just would've. You'll be Uncle Rico.
Mm-hmm.
They just would've put me in.
Yeah.
Why, what is your situation, Lunchbox?
Well, like right now, it's like, I mean, it used to be Real World. That ship has sailed. Real World doesn't even exist anymore. But like Survivor, I'm like, oh man, one of these days I'm going to try out for Survivor.
What about moving to Hollywood? You talked about that a couple times.
Well, yeah, but
why not just do it tomorrow?
Whoa. No, because I got a family to feed.
Yeah, but again, there's never going to be the right time. Let's go back to that first one.
No, but I got to get back. I mean, my acting coach doesn't think I'm ready for Hollywood.
Your acting coach wasn't good enough for Hollywood. So you're going to believe somebody who also wasn't good enough for Hollywood to tell you?
Oh, dang.
Do you know how many people told me I wasn't good enough to do this crap? Well, everybody. They still say it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not ready to make that leap.
You'll never be ready.
No, I will. Eventually, I'll be ready.
Dude, you're 41. What are you going to do?
You don't think there's actors that get to start late?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay. Boom. One of the couple. That's more than one.
Well, I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
I'm rooting for you. Giving up too soon. Quitting on an idea, a stock, a business venture. Most people regret giving up too soon because it was too hard to keep going. And they're like, well, you know, when I look back, maybe I could have hung in there a little more.
Yeah.
Giving up too soon. Eddie, you giving up on anything?
No, I'm thinking about regrets. And I think my big one is just not buying a house earlier. Like, I didn't buy my first house till I was like 36, 7. And I remember when I was younger in my 20s, people were buying houses. I'm like, that's just crazy, man. Like, I don't have that kind of money. But I wasted so much money on rent, renting a house. Like, that's crazy. So I wish I would have done that earlier.
Amy?
I wish that I would have had my parents write down a lot of their recipes. I feel like that's something, if your parents are still alive, start collecting that now from parents and grandparents. Because my dad, he was a phenomenal cook in the restaurant business. There's so many things he made that we would love to recreate, but we only have bits and pieces.
Eddie's got some recipes.
I do, lots.
All the listeners were sending him recipes. He had no idea why they were coming in.
I have lots of recipes, Amy.
I think Bobby and I gave up too soon on our snow cone stand.
No, I never was in on that.
Well, you thought about it.
Is it the one with the baby?
Yeah,
changing?
With the baby changing station in the back and a flat screen TV.
I should have gave up on the shoe, buying the storage unit.
No, don't give up. Never give up.
Number one, wasting money on something that didn't really bring you happiness, but you wanted to get it just to show off. A new car, new clothes, a home project that you really didn't care about, but you wanted people to see it. Eddie?
No, I don't have anything like that.
You don't do yard stuff?
I don't. I don't have like garden gnomes or anything. No, like grass.
You think garden gnomes are
just showing up? Hey, man, look at my garden gnome.
Some
hey,
people
old man.
Think so.
I think a lot of people probably do the new clothes, trying to show. I cut the sleeves out of my t-shirts.
You regret that?
No, I love it. I wish
I had
more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, showing off, I don't regret showing off ever.
Oh, you like to show off.
Oh, yeah. Like, the Corvette to the high school reunion, yeah, I don't regret renting that thing.
But you didn't buy it.
But I rented it. I don't regret it, though.
With money you didn't have.
But I don't regret it.
Okay, all right.
Like, I do regret not buying that Jägermeister machine when me and my roommate Mark lived together. We had a thing, there was going to be a Jägermeister machine. It was like $400. And we were going to go half and half. But then we got in a fight over who would get it if he moved out or I moved out. And so we never bought the Jägermeister machine, and I regret that because that would have been a lot of fun.
Do you think you'd still have it, though, in your house with your
probably
wife and your kids? Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a Jägermeister machine on tap. Like, you put the Jäger in there. He's like, I mean, it would have been awesome.
The kids get into the Jäger machine?
Yeah, what's Jägermeister? Well, so hopefully you hear those, and maybe there's just a little kick in the pants. You're like, okay, I'm not giving up. Or, okay, I'm not going to make this decision. Or I'm going to keep on keeping on. So we're rooting for you here on the show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A couple years ago, Jessica Travis had this great idea. I'm going to buy a restaurant. So she buys this place called Toast in Massachusetts. And she has a staff. And then COVID hits. Uh-oh. All the staff goes, I'm out of here. They leave. She's like, what am I going to do? She hires new people, and they only do to-go food now. And they stick with her through the pandemic, and they get the restaurant going and keep it in business. And then she said, I'm going to do something to surprise them. Gave them a puzzle, said, here, put this puzzle together. And it said, we're going to Disney World! She took her whole staff and families to Disney World for 1 week for sticking with her and getting that restaurant going.
Wow, a week. Goodness. For a whole week?
Doing well.
27
Those sandwiches must be real good or yeah. Really expensive.
Lots of toast.
Yeah, 27 people in total. Going to Disney World, all expenses paid on Jessica.
That's an excellent trip. Love it. That's so much money.
Yeah.
But my question is, who's going to run Toast while they're gone?
Well, that's a good question.
There's going to be a piece of paper on the door.
Gone to Disney.
See you in a week.
I mean,
got one of those little clocks on it.
How crazy is that?
That's awesome. I mean,
that's what I'm talking about. I need to work in a place like that.
Do you? Is that what you need to do?
Yeah, that gives you a free week at Disney.
Why don't you then?
Yeah, do that, please. I'm sure you can get a job.
Well, I mean, they're closed, guys. They're at Disney. They're not hiring.
Yeah. He always wants to do something else. Uh-huh. Just not this when he has the greatest job ever. To everybody at Toast, good job. Everybody keeping Toast in business, good job.
Yeah, tell Mickey we said hello.
And then to her, to taking our whole staff to Disneyland. Disney
You're
World.
Going to
good,
Disney.
Good
You're
job.
Going to
That's
Disney.
Awesome. That is what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, how do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar's nest. We do this segment for you. It's a scam alert. Scam alert! Scam alert! There's so many scams out there. If we come across one or one of our friends or family members fall for one, we share it with you guys so you don't do the same. Eddie, I'm coming to you because somebody actually fell for this scam in your family.
Oh, man, this is a bad one. So is my dad. You know, my dad's he's older. He's like in his 70s. So he got an email from Amazon, and it said that one of his orders was not going to be shipped because of some of the payment information wasn't correct. So click on the link and fix it. He clicked on the link. It took him to a website that he says looked just like Amazon. And he filled out everything, Bones. His full name, his social security number.
Oh,
no.
His debit card number, driver's license number. I mean, I was like, Dad, what did you give him? Dude, when he went down that list, I'm like, Dad, oh my gosh, we have to call everyone and cancel your life. Like, you have to cancel.
Not even cards,
you
life.
You have to call the social security
just kill
office.
Them. Wow, that is full identity theft.
It really is.
They can use, not just credit card, because that's what some of them want, just credit card. They want to buy stuff. But that's full identity theft right there that they could steal.
This was really bad. And he said that eventually his bank called and said there was some suspicious activity. Nothing crazy, but they just wanted to double check. And he said, no, this is what I did. So they canceled everything. He went through the whole process and canceled everything. I think Social Security is going to give him a whole new number.
What?
They can do that?
And they said that they have to take precautions any way they can because this is a big deal. Like, they can take his entire identity.
I didn't know they could give
me either, because
number.
I have a couple numbers I'd like to put in mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, which ones?
6 and?
You know. So, but the thing is, they take that information. A lot of times, somebody has it and they sell it, right? So it doesn't happen immediately. That's why the dark web, I'll get notifications sometimes because LifeLock will go, hey, we just found your Twitter password on the dark web. You should probably change it before it gets sold.
Oh, wow. You got that?
Oh, yeah. I've had to change a lot of passwords. Once on Instagram, I got hit with the blue check person going, hey. And it was like Instagram data, blue check. And I was like, oh. And they're like, hey, Phil, put in your name and password, da-da-da. And I was like, well, it is Instagram data, and there's a blue check. But what they did was they got the name and password from somebody else with a blue check, changed the name real quick, started sending out all these messages.
Dirty.
Until they were caught.
I didn't
fill it out, but I got to the page and I wrote my username and I was about to put my password in and I was like, I don't trust it. And I didn't, but I was so close.
Yeah.
They're just not going to ask you, boy, I say that, but I get links all the time from like, DHL, we're delivering something, click here.
And what are the chances you're waiting for a package? They're pretty good.
Always.
Like, that's what my dad would say. He's like, I'm always waiting for a package. And you know, this is the worst part when he put his head down. And he said, you know, they do target the elderly. They got me on this one.
Oh.
I'm like, Dad, no, you're breaking my heart.
Yeah, and just also keep in mind that Amazon doesn't need your social security number or your driver's
license.
That's
what I told them ever. They will never ask
you
that.
But just a reminder.
Somebody from Amazon messaged me the other day, said they needed pictures of my naked self.
Yeah.
And so I sent them because I thought that was how I logged in.
That was so you can get your package?
Yeah, are you saying that that's not? I thought it was called package for a package.
No.
No?
Something else.
So dumb.
Wait, I think I was tricked. Scam alert! Scam alert! All right, guys. Remember, they will not ask you for your social. Rarely, they're not even going to ask you for your password.
And what does Amy say? Don't be quick.
What you're saying?
Don't be quick to click.
There we go.
I like it. That and turn around, don't drown. Yeah. Those are both solid for sure. Abby, our phone screener, got an Uber. Wanted to save money. So you did Uber Share where they pick up somebody else too?
Yeah. So it's like half the price.
Were you in the car first?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so they go and they pick up somebody else and this good looking guy gets in.
Uh-huh.
And you're single?
Yes.
Do you flirt?
Probably a little, I would think, yes.
How do you flirt?
How do I? I'm not very good at flirting, actually.
Do you say, hi, I'm Abby?
Yeah, I just asked, and I don't even remember where he flew in from, but I did ask him, and then I was like, oh, what do you do in town? And he said he's a musician, and
so Abby,
we basically just talk about music. I don't know.
Abby came on the show last week and said it happened. It was a misconnection. She really wants to find him. So our listeners, They did their thing. Now, the clues that you gave about him, the things that you knew were he was a musician.
Uh-huh.
He played bluegrass?
Yes.
What instrument? Fiddle. Okay.
Fiddle.
What do you look like? Have long hair, short hair?
Short hair, darker, dark hair.
Okay. Anything else that you said on the show?
I don't think so.
You said his name.
Yeah. Well, other than his name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, yeah, that was a big detail. Reed.
Oh, and that his New Year's plans involved a toga.
A toga party, and then they were going to go out dancing. So I thought that sounded fun.
Are you embarrassed now?
I mean, just a little.
Has he messaged you?
No, he hasn't. And I looked in that hidden inbox, and I don't see anything.
Okay, because the caller said yesterday, look in your hidden inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said to you he was going to send you an invite for later that night?
Yeah, because I watched him. No, I watched him do it, but I didn't have my phone out.
Oh, no.
So,
are you sure he did it? Are you sure he didn't do it? And then when you, can you, like,
unsend?
Take it back?
Can you?
Can you, Mike?
You unsend?
Mike says yes.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What do you know?
He would not have done that.
Like, but you don't know him.
But I would say he would have never done it to begin with. I don't think you go through all the effort of sending and then unsending. You just don't send it to begin with.
Right. He didn't have to bring up sending me anything.
So out of nowhere, he's the one that brought up that you two should hang out.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, he was just talking about New Year's plans. He was like, what do you have planned? I was like, oh, I don't really know yet. What are you doing? And he said what he's doing. I was like, ooh, that sounds fun. Okay. And he was like, well, I'll send you this in case you're interested or if you want to go.
Was it like he's playing and he wants you to pay a cover to get in?
No. No, it was like casual with all his friends. So it wasn't just him and I.
He was already inviting you to hang out with his friends?
Yeah, like a group of people. I don't think it's weird.
Do you think maybe Abby misread what he was saying? Like, maybe she wanted to hear all of this, and he was just like, yeah, I'm going with my friends, and he was just showing her what he was doing, not saying, I'm going to send it to you?
No.
But she saw him send it. Whatever it is, I don't know what that is. What's the invitation thing you claimed that he sent?
So, well, this was, like, the bar they were going to after the party, you know, so if I wanted to go out dancing. He was like, just let me know if you feel like it. But then I didn't even have any of his information because I didn't get it.
Because she definitely felt like it. She would have let him know, I'll be there waiting for you.
She'd have been waiting outside the party to begin with.
Looking in the
windows. She'd attract him like somebody walking out of the mall to their parking spot when you're trying to get that spot.
What? No, I would not.
I know, Abby. I'm just kidding, Abby. Okay, so we put all this on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a lot of responses?
No, not that many.
Because people couldn't find them?
I guess not. No. I got one, and she sent me his, like, profile. I was like, is this him? I was like, oh, shoot, it is.
Oh, it is him?
I could tell by his picture, yeah. But he's on private, so I couldn't see any other pictures. But I could tell it was him.
She could tell by the jawline.
It is him.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I have not messaged him or anything. Because I didn't know what to do. And now I'm like, oh, he probably heard this, and it's all weird.
I'm going to tell you this. If he's a fiddle player in a bluegrass band, he did not hear this.
No, but if the person that found it, somehow maybe someone has sent it to him.
That's what I thought.
But even then, that's a great icebreaker, and you're going to know quickly or not whether he wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you open to letting us figure out what you sent him?
Well, I did a little digging, so there's a little
something.
Oh, no,
there's
an
update. Oh, no.
Your
tone is not good.
he's, like, married, right?
Well, I don't think he's married, but I think he is about 10 years younger than me. I thought he was my age.
What's wrong with that?
Who cares?
So what?
Hey, Kate Beckinsale. Pete Davidson, let's go.
That's right.
He's like a baby.
Wait.
How old are you?
32.
Okay, do you think he's 22 or is he like 24 or 25?
No, I think he's like 22.
Why not go out with him, though? Why not go out with him?
I don't know.
Why not say hello?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
What does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt anything.
Exactly. Don't shut doors to keep you out of places when you've never been there to begin with.
Oh, that's true.
And if you go and it doesn't work out, you have a story, you've learned something, you realize what you don't want, but maybe, just maybe, you guys can hang out in this crib.
Yeah. Got him.
Cradle robber.
Got him.
Hey, good one.
That's okay,
oh,
though.
Sure.
That's
for
okay.
Sure.
So, would you be open to the idea of us doing the communication for you?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well,
you take my phone. And
let's say we spin the wheel, we put our names on it. Whomever's name it lands on gets to write the message for you. If we promise not to say anything, it has to be cleared by the rest of the show. But they get to write it.
Oh, that's okay. It's cleared.
Yeah, they can't be like, "Hey, here's I want to see your DD on your mobile."
I've already started to cultivate something in my head.
You can't do that. But the person gets to write it for you, and if the rest of the show goes, "Ha ha, let's do it," we do it.
if you are serious about it and not doing it to just like,
well,
mess
you're worried
with
about
me.
Lunchbox, right?
Yes.
Okay, but he'll be on the wheel, but so will Amy, so will Eddie, so right. will.
But
so
Abby, Abby, I want you to find your person because every guy that you run into is your person. So I hope this is it.
Mm-hmm. So we can even do a tournament coin flip.
Ooh!
Right now.
Oh, I like the wheel better.
So no wheel.
The wheel is more exciting.
That's fine. Just pick it now. If she's even agreeing to
this. I
think
we should pick it now and then later on hear what the person has written.
I mean, if we do wheel, I already got mine started.
Oh, my.
Already?
Yeah, I've already started writing it.
Abby, it should be stated you don't have to even say yes to this.
Abby,
you don't,
also,
have to, you don't have to say yes. Please do, but you don't have to say yes.
I feel like I trust everybody in this room.
So it's 75% chance that it won't be Lunchbox. Okay, let's do first. The first one up, Lunchbox's heads, Amy's tails.
Okay.
Whomever it lands on moves to the next round.
Ooh.
Lunchbox's head, Amy's tails.
Oh, I'm heads?
Do you want to be tails?
No, I want to be heads.
What?
I just said that.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, Lunchbox's heads, Amy's tails.
Okay.
Heads.
Yes. Tails.
Oh, Lunchbox is
out. So he's gone.
But it's,
okay.
No, but it's double elimination.
No, it's not. Amy moves on. Eddie, it's me versus you. Ready?
Okay, what am I?
Whatever you want.
Tails.
Okay.
Never fails.
Hold on, I fell through the crack.
Oh.
It is heads.
Oh, I'm out?
Yeah, if you want to see it, you
can.
Amy, it's me versus you. Do you want heads or tails?
Tails.
It's heads.
Oh,
so it's you. You're the writer.
So I'll be writing it for you, Abby.
So, Bobby, can I give you some notes?
Yeah, I'd love to have notes for everybody.
But, okay, you got it.
Abby, okay with me writing it?
Yes.
And then you'll send it today.
We get to agree, right? I get to hear it.
Yeah, but you don't.
Oh,
but
dang.
The show gets to agree.
I don't get to?
You don't get to agree. Shoot. You get to hear it, but you don't get to agree.
Oh, gosh. I thought I
that's the, you already
your control.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, Abby, we already know your creative control doesn't work.
It's true. Let someone else do it. That's right. Okay?
Dear fiddle player.
Cyrano de Bergerac. I will be the guy in the bush.
What? What did he say?
I don't know.
Okay. Subertiac?
Is this the burning bush?
I don't know.
Different.
No,
did you hear what he said?
No, I didn't get it.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Don't know who that is.
Okay.
Did he say a name? Cernodi back? Say it one more time.
Oh, is this someone that helped someone through a bush?
Because I can't even, whatever he says, I can't even Google it because I don't know what he's saying.
They were in the bush?
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Say no to Bergerac.
Cyrano! So he hid in the bush or hid behind things and told the good-looking guy what to say because the guy couldn't get the girl. But Cyrano was not physically impressive and couldn't get a girl, but he was wonderful with the language and knew what people wanted to hear. So what he would do is he would help the guy get...
Oh, so this is like Hitch.
I'm Cyrano.
Oh, this is good.
And what story is this?
Yeah, where is
this?
Or not about a batch?
This is Greek mythology? What is this?
You guys are almost cursing, so I'm going to move on.
Okay.
This is Shelby from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Good morning, studio. Heard the segment where Lunchbox is talking about doing his taxes, and he specifically said that he writes off, I believe it was gambling losses and lottery tickets. But every time he loses in the lottery, he talks about it being an investment, not a loss. So what is it? Is it a loss? Is it an investment? Are you admitting to something? Are you committing tax fraud? I just want to know.
Those are different things, and they are considered different.
Yeah, they're considered different. But
so is it a loss or is it an investment?
But in the tax world, it's a loss. In my life plan, my life board, goal, whatever you want to say it, vision board, it's an investment. It can be two different things. You have to think
but
positive.
Also, you can't write that off because that's not your job.
Yes.
No. I know you tried to think of something there, and you just said yes.
Yeah, nothing.
You can write off gambling losses if you're a handicap. Like, if you are a handicapper who goes in and your job is to gamble. If you're a sports gambler, if you're someone who sells sports bet and you have losses, you can actually write losses off because that's part of your actual job. That is not part of your job here.
Hmm.
In no way whatsoever.
But it's on his vision board.
Yeah, apparently he's Oprah in The Secret.
What?
He knew.
His life goal.
He's got a board at home. He walks out every day and looks at it and goes, you're my dream. Crazy. Okay, well, if Lunchbox goes to jail, I told you so.
Yeah.
That's it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Ray admitted that he already quit Dry January, and I feel like others might be tempted to give up at this point, so I'm going to offer some encouragement.
Yeah, last more than a week. That's my encouragement, Ray.
No, there's actually good things that can happen to your body when you give up alcohol for a month.
Ray, are you listening?
Yes.
Yes,
okay,
take notes because you could get back on. You may sleep better. Studies show that when you stop drinking, your sleep improves so much. And also you find it way easier to concentrate, probably because you're more rested.
Mm-hmm. And you're not drunk.
Yeah, you could feel happier. Alcohol is a depressant, so it can cause people to feel negative mental side effects. So if you give it up for a month, you'll feel more joy.
Okay.
You might feel lighter. Alcohol can make you feel inflamed, and it's extra calories that your body doesn't need or really doesn't want to deal with, so you feel heavier.
Eddie, I know you're trying to lose your belly, at least a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Have you stopped drinking beer?
I don't drink beer, no.
At
no.
all?
Nope. Oh, just red wine.
Since when?
Christmas Day.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like some 5-year plan. I was like, oh, did I miss this?
No. Like every winter, Sam Adams has a special beer. Remember, I showed it to my son, so I drink it around Christmas time. Other than that, red wine, man.
Good for you.
A little healthier.
How's it going, by the way, with the belly?
Good. Since my parents are gone, we're good.
But that's been like one day, buddy.
I know. Yeah. I know. We're on track.
Okay.
Okay. It's January 11th, and this story is either going to motivate you or totally annoy you because there's a woman that has made the news because she's already done with her Christmas shopping for this year. So 2023.
Okay, she's
Christmas.
Only doing this for attention. This is the only reason she's Stupid. Doing this. Go ahead. I'm annoyed. You said I'm annoyed.
Okay, well, I'm actually motivated. She has 6 adult children. And
you don't even know what they're going to want by the time that comes around.
16 grandchildren. And then, you know, she's got birthdays to worry about all year long in between. So she just decided to go ahead and get Christmas shopping done. And two, after Christmas, there's a lot of sales. So she probably was taking advantage of that as well.
I hear you on the birthdays. Like, for example, my wife has Christmas and a birthday within a week or a little over a week. That's significant, and I want them to be exclusive of each other and her to feel like her birthday is super important because her whole life it's been like, oh, here's your Christmas and birthday present, and she doesn't get to have a birthday as well. And then Valentine's Day is right after that, so for me it's like, rat-a-dat, concept. And I'm done pretty much the rest of the year except for like 9 anniversary she wants to celebrate. But other than that, we're all good. But it's difficult to have those holidays around the same time. But yes, this lady's annoying because she's only doing this and talking about it because she knows it'll get attention. That's all.
Well, Lunchbox now knows what to do to get some attention.
I've already celebrated New Year's for next year, guys.
Oh, wow.
Last night the ball dropped and I just wanted to be able to get it done and make sure that if anything happened, I celebrate.
Okay, hater. I mean, maybe you don't have to be totally done with it by now, but it'll motivate you. I mean, you try to get your Christmas shopping done by September.
Into fall. I just don't want to be in the mix having to go to the mall. I'm still going to have to be anyway. There's always something that comes up.
Yeah.
I just hate having to park. All that's because I hate having to park at the mall when it's near Christmas.
Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts hosted an Instagram live Q&A where he answered fans' questions, and a lot of people wanted to know, will Rascal Flatts reunite?
Can I guess the answer?
Do you know the answer?
Well, I don't know what he said, and I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I don't know the answer, but I am friends with Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts, the lead singer. And he hasn't told me this in like any, like, Bobby, here's what we're going to do. I do think they will get back together at some point. I don't know what that point is. Because I know that there has been, you know, when you're together that long, any three people, you're just going to have issues. And also they got so successful. They're like, I don't have to deal with this crap. I'm now rich and famous. There's that. But I do think at some point they will have to get back together. I know Joe Don's been going through a rough time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The divorce and his divorce, all that stuff became public too. We didn't talk about it on the show because I felt like it wasn't our business.
Mm, yeah.
There was some...
I just feel like stuff that went out, there's two sides to every story.
But both sides were in the divorce paper, in the divorce...
Right.
Whatever that paper is called that is made public. So there were both sides to that. But, you know, I don't feel like sharing that. I know Tiffany and Joe Don a little bit. But I do think they will get back together. Never say never. That's all. And they're cousins. Gary and Joe Don are. Who knows? Maybe they just do the Rascal Flatts.
Gary and Jay.
Sorry, Gary and Jay. Yeah. Yes. Maybe those two just do it without Joe Don. I don't know. Who cares?
Well, I mean, Jay did say that they haven't really stayed in touch and they feel like they've been separated by oceans. but there's no bad blood.
I think that's mostly Joe Don, honestly, because Gary and Jay are cousins and they were in an Instagram video
together.
Yeah,
they saw each other recently. Yeah.
Okay, well, Jay said in a perfect world, he would definitely like to see them reunite. So hopefully, I think this he's implying it could happen, but it also has to be the perfect timing.
It'll happen, guys. Eventually, you just want to be back on that stage and you want to have all the crowds love your songs and love, and you want to make the money again.
Yeah.
It'll happen. Mark me word. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Riz Khan and his wife started the Little Angels Foundation in 2013 to help people in their community. And there have been a lot of things since then, including the pandemic, where they've had to step in and do extra. And Riz, along with his wife and 10-year-old daughter, would make hot meals at their house. Like, that's what they would do. And then they would distribute to people on the streets in downtown St. Louis, people that needed it, also homeless people. And at first, they would do 40 to 50 meals every Sunday, again, that they would make in their house. Then they started enlisting their friends. Hey, could you do a little bit at your house? They said, yeah, sure. Then they were doing over 200 meals. Over the last few years, the Little Angels Foundation, again, that had just started in the home of Riz Khan and his family, they've served up over 150,000 home-cooked meals to those in need. Whoa. That is wild, especially because it's not like this big restaurant. It's literally people's houses. Here's a clip of Farrah Elam with the Little Angels Foundation talking about it.
When we do our meals, they're done with like the same amount of love and passion and, you know, skill and ingredients that we do for our own family.
That's amazing. I just think their kitchens are dirty all the time. Somebody's always got to clean the dishes.
Always work.
Always got to clean the dishes. You're like, dang, I'm glad we're doing this at our house, but I always got to wash dishes. That's a great story. Riz Khan, Little Angels Foundation, you guys are changing a lot of people's lives every single day. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What did the triangle say to the circle?
What did the triangle say to the circle?
You're pointless.
Oh, no point. Oh.
That's pretty funny.
That was the morning corny.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. What a story this has been. Abby, our phone screener and producer, was in the back of an Uber New Year's Eve. She wanted to save money so you can split an Uber. So she did the split and someone else gets in the Uber and you share it, save money. And so, but in the back of the Uber was a guy that Abby thought was pretty cute. Right, Abby?
Mm-hmm.
The facts that Abby told us about him, he plays fiddle, bluegrass band, dark hair. You didn't know how tall he was, right? Because he was sitting?
Right. I was already sitting, so he got in.
What was he wearing? What kind of clothes?
Oh, I don't really know. It was kind of dark. Mm-hmm. That's part of this problem. It was a little dark.
A little, yeah.
Okay.
What in the world?
This is a new detail.
It was nighttime. That's why I thought he was my age.
Then she said she found out by finding his page that a listener had sent her that he's a little younger than her. But that's okay. He's not 13.
That would be bad.
He can go to the liquor store.
This segment would be over.
Yes, that's right. So you have his profile. You don't know what to say to him. You're totally up to go out at least once, right? To see if it's good or not.
Mm-hmm.
Could be love. And he did invite you to go somewhere. He sent you some invitation, but you didn't get it.
Right.
Which I'd love to talk to him because I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, he didn't send it.
It's like people that say, talking about maybe their text didn't come through. Texts always,
they always,
very rare.
They really do most 99.999% of the time come through.
I watched him push it though. He clicked on my name.
Sometimes you get that little, when you try to send a text, you get a little, even if it's someone that's normally blue, like an iMessage, it turns green and you get that little red thing that's like, failed to send. Yeah. I don't know why it does that, but.
But I'm sure that didn't happen because the connection was good by the airport. It always is. I've been there.
Okay.
Abby, I've written your thing.
Okay.
Okay.
This is what I'd like to send. I'd like for the show to hear what I've written for Abby to send in a DM to this guy who's private on Instagram. You knew his name was Reed. That's all you knew. But the sleuths found him.
That's right.
The sleuths. This is what you write. Reed! Hope this finds you well on this fine day.
What?
I've been nervous to send what I'm about to say. In the back of an Uber, our two paths were caught. And could this be more, maybe? Maybe not.
Ooh.
I should start and tell you a little about me. Natively a Kansan from Wichita, my name is Abby.
Ooh.
Since our chance encounter, you've remained top of mind. A quality I'm looking for, you should know, is someone who's kind. So if you're single and you're up for the chance, maybe we finally will get in that first dance.
Oh.
Consider this an Instagram Sadie Hawkins. You familiar with that? It's where the girl asks out the guy. So hit me right back.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's pretty poetic.
Dude, that was a poem.
I mean,
but you forgot a couple lines.
What?
Like, it was a great ride, but maybe you can give me the ride of my life.
Okay.
Rhyme. Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
Abby, how do you feel about this poem that I wrote? It's funny-ish, but not too funny, so you don't look like you're trying too hard. You are asking him out. Consider this Instagram Sadie Hawkins, and most people may not know what that is, but that's where the girl asks out the guy, but I say that. Consider this Instagram Sadie Hawkins. Are you familiar with that? It's the girl asking out the guy, so hit me right back.
Oh, I like it. I feel like it's a little aggressive. Don't you think?
No, Abby, you don't waste time.
Hey, get to the point. The point of yes or the point of no and moving on.
The thing with him is he was more casual inviting me to everybody, not just like one-on-one.
It doesn't matter.
So maybe he...
Just invite him out.
Okay.
Abby, you've done it wrong so many times. Let someone else direct you.
Okay, and she's worried about aggressive. That's how she does it.
Yeah, that's
the time.
How you live
she
your life.
She falls in love the first day.
If I'm constantly missing on something, I will go to somebody that I trust and go... I will do it your way just to see if all my instincts are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, since I won the contest, this is what I'm submitting for you. I think you should send it to him via DM. And if he doesn't reply, who cares?
Right.
I would think it was funny.
Bones, do you think he'll recognize that it's a poem at first?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Can you explain why you're doing a poem?
You can always capitalize the last rhyming word of every line.
Okay.
Or could you start at the top, this is a poem?
I definitely wouldn't do that.
No.
So we're going to send it, okay, Abby?
Are we? Okay.
Well,
I guess I don't have a choice.
Let's vote. I go yes, obviously.
I mean, yeah.
Eddie?
100% yes.
Okay.
Amy, there's hesitation.
Hey, can I vote?
Well,
you can,
well,
yeah, but it's not going to matter. You've already been outvoted.
Of course, there's hesitation. I feel for you. If I was you, I don't know that I would have said yes to this, but also this guy... Even if he kind of was trying to fake that he sent it and he's like, I'm never going to see this girl again. What's the big deal? I'll just try to pretend I'm sending it and move on with my life. And now he's being talked about on the radio days in a row.
Hey, that's showbiz,
listeners
baby.
Listeners are stalking him.
I got another line.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
People may ask, hey, that girl, have you seen her? I've attached a picture of my...
No.
What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, jeez.
is.
Okay. Abby.
Yep.
We're going to send it.
Okay.
And we're going to wait and see what happens.
Okay. Love it.
Here we go.
Don't love it, but okay.
That's a 3 minute, that's a 3 minute poem.
That is so good.
Thanks, buddy.
Except that line he's missing.
Yeah, that line you're missing. But yeah. I mean, Abby, you're misaggressive, and I can't believe you're being so like, oh, I
and
don't
And this is like corny aggressive. It's like corny, soft aggressive. He may laugh. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to wrap this up.
Okay.
If he wants to go out with you, it doesn't matter what you write. You can write, hey, want to have coffee? Question mark. And if he already wants to go out with you, he's going to say yes.
Oh, we could do that then.
No. This is what we're doing. I won the game, dang it. And I spent 3 minutes during that last song writing that.
You did.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to send it and see what happens. Deal? Ooh,
deal.
Thank you very much. We tracked down Abby's misconnection. Our listener did. I feel like that's we. And so we played a game. I won. I got to send the DM to him. He has no idea what's coming. But it's a poem. And so, Mike, can you go verify? She said she sent it.
Okay, I'll go check.
And Abby doesn't mislead us ever, but this would be a time I would start if I were her.
Mm-hmm.
She could actually lie to us. But just check and see that she sent the poem, okay? And then we'll wait during the whole show and see if we get a response.
Come on.
Although he's a musician, I doubt he's awake this early.
Oh, right, right, right.
Oh, man, what if it's love? And what if it's the poem where he's like, the minute I fell in love was when I read that poem. And then we will never tell him that it was me who wrote it.
No.
And we'll delete this from the podcast. It never happened.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm not above that. So we're here to do that. I got to give Eddie a shout out. I'm proud of him. Yesterday, he came over to the house and worked out with me.
Oh, man.
Are you sore today?
Yeah, like I can't. I was lifting my coffee cup to drink and it's heavy. Like my coffee cup has never been this heavy before. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing is so heavy.
Is it a new weighted coffee cup?
No, it's weighed the same the whole time.
He came over, he crushed it.
Good.
And it hurts, but he did not quit. So I was very proud of you yesterday.
Thank you, man.
For hanging in there. It was pretty awesome.
Hey, but hold on. You're shouting me out. But Bones, like when he says he's training for something, he really is training for something. I looked over and he's doing these exercises where like I feel like elite athletes would be doing this.
Or people that are getting ready for the end of the world.
And that's you.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for zombies or maybe a call to the league. They need kind of a slot, wide receiver, a couple plays.
You've been saying that, and I didn't really think about it until I saw yesterday. I'm like, dang, he's really training for something.
Amy, I have a theory that right now, me, if I went to the NFL today and played running back, that through a 17-game season, all in, every game combined, I could rush for 100 yards.
I have no idea. Is that a lot?
That's a whole field.
It's less than 10, it's less than 10 yards a game.
But what would a NFL position like that, what would their typical yardage be?
If you're a starting running back, 60, 70 to 120 a game. I think I could do 100 in a season.
Okay.
17 games, way less than 10 yards a game.
I needed perspective. Okay. I mean, okay. So you have to do like 10 yards a
No, I just
less
have to,
than 10 yards
a game.
So you're doing this with no one on the field?
You just like leave.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
No, I think I could rush for
So you have the ball, and then you just a little bit, and then fall?
Well, I don't want to fall, but I get hit.
Yeah.
You're not counting all the yards you're going to lose when they're tackling in the backfield.
Bobby, I would fall because you don't want to get hit.
No, that's okay. So I think I get 100 yards in a season over 17 games.
Why are you thinking
about
that? This?
It's like 7 yards a game.
I know. I get it.
What do you mean why I think about this? I'm training for it, just in case. In case the Titans run out of everybody completely, and I'm here, and they're not making the playoffs this year, but maybe Vrabel gives me a call, and is like, look, man, we've tried everything.
We need this guy.
Or I'm just at home and my phone rings and I'm like, what is this number? And I answer it. Hello? With the 72nd pick of the NFL draft, we've said, me? Is a coach calling?
There's a camera
out
crew.
Of nowhere?
Have they ever drafted a 42-year-old?
Hey, not yet, but never been a person when Dancing with Stars no dance experience either, huh?
Oh, wow.
And that's the same.
You
it's
went
exactly
there.
The same. Yeah. Hey, youngest person ever elected to the Radio Hall of Fame. Never been anybody
you know,
under 40.
Like you say, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
I just think I could rush for 7 yards a game.
I'd love to see it.
And I was talking to an NFL player, and he said, okay, possibly, but you would have to figure out how not to hate getting hit that hard. I would be like, okay, cool. I would slide down. I'd quarterback slide as a running back.
But they can hit you on the way down.
I don't know. Anyway, that's what I was thinking. Anyway, Eddie, I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you, dude. I'm proud of you, too.
It's really good. If you could get away and money was no object, where would you go?
Oh.
That is the question. If you could just go, money's no object, move there, be there, where would you go?
I'm going to go set up shop on the coast of Spain.
Why Spain?
Because I've always wanted to go there and I've never been. I was supposed to go my junior year of college to study Spanish abroad
and 9/11 happened and they canceled the whole trip. And so, like, it was September 11th that we were supposed to leave in January to go for that semester, but they were like, Texas A&M shut down all the programs. And by the time my senior came, I'd already gotten those Spanish credits. So I never went. So I think deep down, I've just always wanted to go. And I see pictures and it seems so beautiful. And if money was no object, I'd just go buy a house there and go whenever I wanted.
Tavarua, it's a little island off the coast of Fiji.
Look at you on your coast. Everybody loves coasts and beaches.
Dude, ever since I was in high school, I bought this surfing magazine and they were featuring Tavarua, the island. And I'm like, oh my gosh. One day I'm going to go there. But I mean, how am I going to get all the way out there?
Well, if money's no object, you can go.
Right, we go whenever. It's easy.
Lunchbox?
I mean, dang, I guess Hawaii, just because I've never been and all the pictures make it look amazing. So it has to be the coolest place on earth. And I mean, or I'd buy an island, but I don't know where I'd buy that island because money's no option. So I just find one that's most expensive.
I was looking yesterday and there is an island in Nicaragua. It's $400,000 and there's a house on it already. And they have Wi-Fi, phone, TV, all. It's like less than the average median home price in America for this island off the coast of Nicaragua. But I started looking at the island. I would just feel, yes, it's awesome you have an island there, but you're the only house. I'd feel like that's murder island. Mm. Yeah. They could easily bring a boat to any part of it, come in, kill you.
Kill you and get out.
The end.
Mm-hmm. Never find you for like months.
You have no support. Like what if something catches fire?
Yeah, I don't go to fire. I go to murder.
Oh, yeah.
Because okay. I don't really start a lot of fires. But I have had people try to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would love a private island to yourself.
I guess
with
I
all
would,
that stuff, you
I
mentioned.
Would if it was just protected.
Okay, well,
yeah, you put
no
a trough
object.
So they can't come across.
If I could go anywhere, money is no a trough.
Isn't that what they do outside the castle?
Like a drawbridge, a moat, and a drawbridge.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
it's
an island,
it's
an ocean.
Island.
that's a huge moat.
That's yeah. Oh. I'd go to my room, and it's
what?
Not and just
wait. What?
This is not real.
More to go.
Money's no object.
No, but I don't want to. I'm good. I just want to go home.
But okay. you'd move your home somewhere
no,
different.
No, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good. Just want to go home. If I could pick the season, I'd pick like spring. Mm. I just want to go home. I travel too much. I'm done. I would just go home. I got good internet there. Don't need an island. I just stay in my room.
What about living like at Razorback Stadium? Like
well,
where your room?
It's not going to be great living. I'd want to watch the games there. And Fayetteville would be an amazing place to live. But winter, I don't like winter.
Hmm.
So, but yes, that would be awesome. Back to Austin. Austin's amazing. It's my favorite. But mostly just go home and not have to leave. If money's no object, I don't have to go to work. No.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
like work, okay. But I'm good. I'm good. I just want to be here. And I think with my wife and I travel so much and she doesn't. So she likes to go places and she's normal. She likes to experience things. And I am experiencing things all the time. And I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere. So we're having to balance that constantly. Where my vacation would be just me staying home. And playing with the dogs.
Hmm. What about like another planet? Like
no.
Money's no object.
I don't want to go the first mission to Mars.
Okay.
That to me would be terrible. I've seen too many documentaries where things go wrong going to Mars. Those are all documentaries, right?
Yeah, no, they're shows.
Oh, they're just shows?
Movies.
What was that one show called that was so good and they canceled it? With
That means it wasn't very good.
No.
Yeah, I liked it though.
It was. You know what I'm talking about?
Away.
Yeah, Away.
Yeah, it's the first trip to Mars, and they have scientists, and they have, good. And they're running out of food, and that's what happened. It's not like you can Uber eat some food up to your ship.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't like space. I don't like airplanes. I don't like jumping.
Okay. Yeah. So that's out.
I don't like up anyway. I don't like jumping in the air. It's too high for me.
Money's no object. I see you going underground.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Right.
Just not a submarine because then I'd be afraid water would drip in.
Right.
No, I just think you would build this whole bunker.
I just don't want to be anywhere. Yeah. Is there a way to be nowhere? Not even home. I just want to be nowhere.
Interesting.
I guess.
Huh. I would like to have some sort of capsule I could get in and just everything shut off. And while I'm shutting off, everything's healing.
Well, isn't that a hyperbaric chamber?
Yes, but I want to shut off too completely.
Oh.
You mean like hibernation?
Yeah, kind of. I want to hibernate. I just said it. That's it. I want to hibernate.
Like a bear.
And money's no object, so I don't have to work for a little bit. I want to hibernate back to full health and strength and really get that shot at the NFL.
I feel like that's possible. Like you could get, if money's no object, you have doctors put you in a sedation or a...
That's medicine doing that, though.
He just wants to go in the chamber.
You have to be put to sleep somehow. And still get nutrients and stuff. Like, bears don't need to eat when they're hibernating.
You see the bear that's underneath those people's house?
Saw that.
He was hibernating under their porch.
Uh-uh.
And they found it. And they're like, wait a minute, is that bear dead? They're like, oh my God, it's asleep. Because even in hibernation, the bear has to breathe, although it is, the breaths are so much shorter. Like, you have to stare at it to make sure that it's moving. Whoa. They found out, they called animal control, basically. They're like, that bear is hibernating. And it's a big bear. It's a big black bear.
Oh, huge.
Yeah, it's not like a teddy bear size. It's a big, big bear. And so it's still there and it's still sleeping. They left it.
They're deciding to just leave it there.
Well, no.
Yeah.
You do not just leave a bear.
You do, because that's the humane thing to do, because it's warm under the porch. They're going to hopefully make sure that they're aware when the bear starts to move around and get out. Yeah, and they're going to help it get back to the woods.
They'll be aware when it comes in their house. They'll be aware. Yeah.
Isn't hibernation fascinating?
Awesome.
It's the craziest thing.
It's amazing.
I feel like I could do it.
I wish I could do it.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Like right now. We had so many great calls yesterday when we did mom confessions, and they kept rolling in through the voicemails. Here is Leah from Kansas.
My mom confession is when my boys were little and the ice cream man came around, I would say that the music meant that they were out of ice cream. And so we couldn't get ice cream today. And I still feel bad about it today. Thanks. Bye.
Those kids were like, bro, fix your supply.
Stop driving around.
Yeah. You're burning gas, but you don't have any ice cream? Thank you for that call. Here is Rick from California talking about Lunchbox when he said he only showered 37 times last year.
I heard on the podcast the other day that Lunchbox showered 37 times last year. That's sick, regardless of whatever your bacteria takes care of in your body. The guy runs all the time. He cycles all the time. He's got to sweat all the time. 37 times? Come on. Mm-hmm.
So when you play soccer, correct me if I'm wrong, you just take all your clothes off on the porch?
No.
And leave them there?
Sometimes. Sometimes I bring them to the house. Just depends.
And you don't wash them, but do you shower after soccer?
No. Go to bed.
But your wife?
Yeah, she's in the same bed as me.
You don't stink?
No. Like, after a while, your body takes care of itself. Okay. Like, I'm telling you. It is true.
If you're a caveman for years, I think. But I don't think just you.
And then also, I mean, I guess on top of the showering 37 times, I did get in the pool sometimes at the, you know, little community pool, you know, the city pool. So that washes you off.
That's gross.
Don't you count the shower in a pool? If you go in the pool, you don't have to shower.
Oh, actually,
so like if you get in the lake, don't need to take a shower.
No, I would say especially not the pool because of all the chemicals in the pool.
Right.
That keeps the pool clean.
Right.
Now the lake, I still would shower. But if you were to take soap into the lake, you know what? You could convince me.
What about the ocean?
No, too salty.
Oh, I thought salt killed germs.
You did?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know if salt...
Because, like, if you get it in a cut, it burns, so it's, like, cleaning it out,
But anything that burns doesn't mean it's helping or cleaning. You can pour a lot of things.
I don't know. I thought it was healing in a way, but
salt?
I could be wrong. The salt water.
It could. I didn't have an answer for that, but I don't think it's like a shower.
Okay.
Because salt water pools, like you say, the chemical pools, and then there's the salt water pools, they can function as a salt water pool and still
I don't think
be...
it's a shower. My argument is, guys, it's not a shower. I'm not arguing the debates of salt and like, the health it could do for certain, but it's not a shower. Okay. No. It doesn't count.
Yeah. I don't know how he has... How many kids? Three?
Three.
Do they bathe every day?
No. No. I mean, when I had one, it was every day. Now it's maybe once a week.
Once a week?
Okay, that's just
guys. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to get three kids clean.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's hard to get one adult man clean. Apparently. All right, let's go to the news.
Bobby's big stories.
Couples are most likely to break up in January. This is couples that are dating as well as married couples. Often, this tends to happen because of conflicts they had during the holiday, over where the relationship is headed, or fundamental differences that come up during the holidays when you're having to pick families. There are family fights. They also had a rude awakening with pressures that have to do with families of growing one or stopping growing one. Because again, all this comes kind of bubbling up during the holidays. If you can survive January, your relationship will be good for another 6 months.
Oh. Wow.
Until summer.
Okay.
That is from Self Magazine. 50 Cent says Eminem turned down a gig with him at the World Cup that would have earned them $9 million.
Oh,
$1 million for 50 and $8 million for Eminem. But M wasn't interested. And he didn't want to do it, so he didn't do it.
Wow.
Passed up $8 million bucks. Got to respect that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't do it. He's not going to go do it just for the money. Although, I'd have been over there, lose yourself.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah, here we go.
Do it again.
People Magazine has that story. If you want to get ahead in the office, they say do this. Get a coffee cup with the company logo on it. 1/3 of workers who constantly wear something or use something with an object with the company logo tend to be promoted faster than those who don't, because it subconsciously shows your boss that you are more invested into your job and that you do enjoy being there, which makes them go, well, then let's promote them, because if they enjoy it and they're working harder, they'll continue to do so.
Huh.
Is that why you guys have all these cups with my face on it?
You know, everywhere I look, it's
my face. That's from Crane's Chicago Business. There's a watch that tells you if you're stressed out, and that watch is the new Apple Watch.
Huh.
It can
amazing.
Act as a reliable and accurate stress indicator. The Apple Watch's electrocardiogram feature can help to reliably detect stress levels, a new study claims. The link between stress and multiple biomarkers has revealed opportunities to develop technologies that quantify stress. So I have this watch, and I bought an Apple Watch, a new one, because the face is so big, because I am blind. It was the only reason. And it's a lot bigger than the other Apple Watches before it. I don't know what the difference is as far as what this one's called, but for me, I call it the blind watch.
Because it's so big.
Well, I can take my glasses off, and if I'm working out, I can kind of see blurry numbers because they're so big, and see my times. Because when I don't have my glasses on, it's almost hopeless. So this to me is my blind Apple Watch, but apparently I can check my stress. I turn it on, I start smoking.
Too much stress.
I mean, that can be good to know, so you can be a little more proactive and not let the stress pile up.
I'm stressed.
And then that's what leads to other illness.
Yeah, I need to see if I can do this. Because Mike, does it tell me how I can do this on this watch now? We can figure it out.
But don't you know when you're stressed, though?
Yeah.
No, not always.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes anxiety hits you and you're like, I don't understand why I'm so anxious, but it is a lot of subconscious stress that's happening.
Okay.
The conversation that I have with my wife a lot is, she seems to think that I live under a constant stress that I've had since childhood, and I don't know what it's like to not be stressed. So my constant, my normal is extremely stressed. That's why I feel so uncomfortable to just hang out and do nothing, because it feels so foreign. Because I've always felt like I gotta keep going, or I'm gonna fall so far back. And she tries to convey to me that there's a constant stress that I live under, and to try to break that cycle. And I've lived in that cycle for so long that it's so uncomfortable to do.
Yeah, I mean, you're having to rewire your brain.
Do I need drugs?
To rewire it?
Like hard, like fun.
No,
fun
but
ones.
the more Caitlin has
never
to
tried
do
those,
that.
If I need to.
Repetition.
Hey, if it's gonna be healthy for me,
give it a shot.
Get less. The best states to raise a family. In order. Number one, Massachusetts, too cold. Number two, Minnesota, too cold. Number three, New York, too cold. Oh. Number four, North Dakota, way too cold. Number five, Vermont, way too cold. Man,
they're all cold.
My family will not be there.
Uh-uh.
I say that. I got a bed and breakfast in Vermont in like 3 years. The worst, Mississippi, nice weather. New Mexico, dig it. West Virginia,
I get it.
Temperate.
It's nice.
Louisiana, cool. South Carolina, all right. Those are the worst, though.
Huh.
That's from Wallet Hub. And all of that is from things like housing affordability, employment rate. They had 51 key factors. But again, the worst, they say, is Mississippi. I just take it that Arkansas is not on the worst of something finally, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
We're finally getting there. We keep electing the same exact kind of people, and nothing changes. But you know what? We're kind of getting there. A mom tracked down her kid in a video game to say, hey, don't forget to defrost lasagna. This is hilarious. I saw it. So I don't play Roblox, but Roblox, you get on, you're your character, you do, you live, you build. It's that kind of game.
Okay.
And so you have your little person that you are, and this mom goes and has a person and goes in and finds the daughter in the game and goes up to her and is like, hey, it's your mom here. You got to go defrost lasagna. She's like, oh, okay.
Hilarious.
Love
so
it.
They play Roblox together sometimes, because the mom wants to actually know what the game is about, and she wants to learn it with her kid.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yes, and so their avatars are friends. And so she got in hers and went into the game and found her daughter, who was like at a friend's house, and was like, hey, when you get home, don't forget to... Hilarious.
That's awesome.
Sometimes I get on and I see Eddie is on, and like, he'll be up. Maybe he's still up from not going to sleep, and I'm up early in the morning because I couldn't sleep, and I'll see him on playing NBA 2K.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I write on your screen?
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee-poo-poo, pee-pee-poo-poo.
Pee-pee-poo-poo.
That's how I communicate with Eddie in the video game, because I'm not going to text him and wake him up.
Yeah.
But I will hit him with that. All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
All right, thank you. Call us if you'd like. Amy in Massachusetts is on the line. I'd like to talk with her for just a second. because we're trying to hook Abby up with her misconnection. A listener found the guy that Abby was in the back of an Uber with. I sent him a DM as Abby in a poem form, and now we're just waiting to see if he responds. Hey, Amy, what do you think? What happened?
I think through with this because I met my guy in a misconnection 6 years ago, and we are still together.
What happened? How did you end up meeting them?
I went into a convenience store, and I saw him in there, and he was two people ahead of me. I was like, I got to get out of the store because I need to know who this man is. And he waited, and we waved at each other and went about our way, and I used the cashier at the convenience store for him to help me. I gave him my business card and said, if he comes back in, I need you to give this to him. I went so far as to do a Craigslist misconnection. Do not recommend. It was horrible. But it took about a month, but we finally ended up, he texted me, because the cashier said one morning I went in, he's like, he was here, I gave him your card. And I'm like, oh my God. So I set my phone up on my computer for that entire day. And that afternoon he texted me.
That's pretty
and
cool.
We literally spent 6 years in March, it'll be. And I have had a bunch of failed marriages and relationships, but I'm finally loved simply and unconditionally. And I have my best friend. So Abby, do it, do it, do it, do it.
And let's not forget that that cashier remembered and went and tracked him and gave him the card in the store.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal for him to remember that randomly, or she, yeah, for her to remember that randomly, whomever it is. But great job. That's so cool that you're together. Maybe Abby and this little guy will be friends too. I don't know if he's little. He's just younger.
He's young.
He's just younger. We'll check in with Abby and see if he's responded yet. We'll grab your calls, and then also we're going to call the guy who won these boots here. I don't think he knows we're going to call him. All right, next. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, how did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Jackson in Virginia is on the phone. He's 12 years old. Jackson, I appreciate you calling, buddy. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. What is your opinion on pineapple on pizza?
You know, I don't hate it. And every once in a while, I like it. I'm never going to order it. And if there's an option of pepperoni or a meat lover's over it, I'll always eat that. But pineapple and Canadian bacon, I don't hate. I'll eat it before I'll eat just straight cheese or pizza with vegetables. Those two things can die in a hole. I don't give a crap. I hate
die in a hole.
Those are my favorite.
If there's pizza with vegetables on it.
Yeah, that's gross.
No. Take it away. Just cheese pizza? What are you thinking? That's just bread. You just got breadsticks in a triangle. And I don't like it. And I don't like pizza with peppers and jalapenos and
onions.
Just disgusting. Ugh. Olives. And it's gross. And I don't mind olives. And I actually like peppercini peppers. Not really in the pepper category to me. But no, I don't like vegetables on pizza. And I don't like when there's no meat on my pizza. So I like pepperoni first. Straight pepperoni. Lots of cheese. Lots of pepperoni. Number one. Number two, straight meat. Just put some meat on there. What would you like to order, sir? You got any meat? Sure do. Cook it up. Number three, okay. I'll do pineapple. All good. Better than no pizza at all. So if 1 through 10 is it, I put it about a 6.5. Amy?
I like pepperoni, but it can't be too many. It has to go light. And jalapenos.
But what about pineapple? His question.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
You don't think sweet on pizza is good?
No. Like the other day, there was Canadian bacon and pineapple, and I removed the pineapple, and I didn't mind the aftertaste showing up in the pizza, but I don't want a chunk of pineapple.
Eddie, I feel like you'd be a pineapple guy.
I'm a pizza guy for sure, but when I see pineapple on the pizza, I'm like, nope.
Even though you're like Mr. Beach, Mr. You love going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I like pineapple. I just don't like it on my pizza.
Yeah. Is it because pizza is supposed to have a savory taste?
I don't know. My pizza's pepperoni and mushroom. So to me, that is the ultimate. And putting pineapple on that is the exact opposite.
What about a dessert pizza? Ever had that?
Love it.
Awesome.
Like at Cece's, love it.
Yeah. So it sounds like, Jackson, that the crew mostly is against it. I am for it. What about you? You like it or no?
It's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, if it's the only choice, I'll eat it. And pineapple alone is okay. But mix it with anything else besides just plain cheese, then I won't eat it. But pineapple alone, it's fine.
Yeah, I felt that. What are you doing today? No school?
Well, I had to go to the ENT for some nosebleeds, and I got it cauterized, so.
Bro, been there. My whole life from 4 or 5, from when I could remember, until I really started to control them in my 20s, I got nosebleeds. Anytime it got warm and I exerted any sort of energy, I would wake up at night if it would just be a warm night because we wouldn't always be able to turn the air on. Or I slept and I lived in a camper for a year and a half or so. And I would wake up, my pillow would be just covered in blood because nose would bleed as I slept. You know, the first couple times, but yeah. Then you just, and you can always taste it too. Even if it doesn't come to your mouth, you go, oh no, my nose is about to start bleeding. It would happen all the time.
Wow.
Why is your nose bleeding, Jackson?
Dry, yeah. So have to get a humidifier. I think I said that right.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Yeah. And so does it happen if you're just like running outside or does it happen when you sleep?
I mean, it just happens at random occasions and then it just like gets these huge, massive clots.
If you take toilet paper and you put it under your lip and you cram it up under your lip, that's helped me, that pressure in that spot. And also, if you take it and you twist it and you stick it in the hole where it was bleeding, it helps it dry up a little faster, too. I'm quite efficient at nose. I mean, you need me to fix a nosebleed? I can get going quick and patch it. I would have to. And so, are you going back to school today, Jackson?
No, because when they cauterized it, it felt like, it just put the power of a million suns up there.
Mm. Yeah, one sun is
painful.
Hot. Imagine.
A million. Oh,
million.
My gosh.
So what are you going to do the rest of the day then?
Probably going to do the schoolwork from home, but other than that, just stay at home, play some video games.
You play Fortnite?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your favorite of all of them?
I like not the Battle Royale aspect as much. I like the creative part.
Yeah.
And that's also why I play Minecraft a lot of the time.
What do you like in school then? Like, what's your favorite subject?
Social studies and science.
Okay, you went to that very quickly. So do you already know what you want to do once you finish school, or are you still figuring it out?
I mean, I have multiple things that I want to do. I, if
for a long time, and I still do, I want to be a paleontologist or a video game designer or an animator. Those are like my three big things.
Love it. You have all the time in the world to decide to do one of them or decide to do 100 other things. Are your grades pretty good?
Pretty average.
Well, we're going to step that up a little bit.
But his mom's a teacher, so.
There we go.
Oh, that was his mom.
Okay. I think that was his mom.
That wasn't Jackson.
That's right. Well, Jackson, buddy, I appreciate you calling. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, my friend. Call us back anytime. I liked hanging out with you.
Thanks. The Friday morning dance party is probably my favorite part because my mom, whenever she drops me off at school, it's pretty much just like she's rolling down the windows, turning it up to the max volume, dancing.
Love it. Is your mom cool to you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I like to hear.
Love it.
All right, buddy. Jackson, I hope your nose is better and have fun today and, you know, keep working on those grades, buddy. And I can't wait for you to be discovering some fossils or designing some video games.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. See you later.
See you later.
There he is, Jackson, age 12, Virginia. Way better, way more well-spoken, mm-hmm. they say it, than I was at 28.
Or me now.
Yeah, or now. Joe Nichols sent some boots up to all of us, which either he's got a new boot brand or a new song coming out. I don't know, but they came to the station and they're really cool boots, but I'm not going to wear them. I don't want to have them just in my house because they look cool. I'm really trying to not do that. If somebody else can use them, I'd like to give them away. They're size 11. So I put them up on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones on my story. I said, hey, who wants them? 10 words or less. Why? And it didn't go with a sob story. I just picked somebody and Billy was like, I could use them and I'm size 11. And I was like, well, there you go.
That's it.
Yeah, Billy's on the phone right now. Billy, what's up, buddy?
Not much.
I saw your message.
Morning, studio.
Morning. And you promised you're a size 11?
Yes, I am.
And you like the boots?
I do.
And will you wear them, though? Not just like once a year.
I'll wear them at least 10 times a year.
You know, make it 12 once a month, and we got ourselves a deal.
Okay, 12 it is.
And I want to see you in them. I want a picture monthly of you wearing the boots.
God. Wow.
And only the boots.
I will post.
No.
I will wear clothes also.
Oh, clothes too. Okay.
It's getting weird.
I was going to push it and see what I could do here. Okay, Billy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you these boots, and I appreciate you listening to the show. Where do you listen?
In Orland, California, up out of Chico.
Oh, yeah. Spent a lot of time up there. Used to summer there.
Really?
No. I never really summered anywhere, but would go up there and do shows. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to send them to you. Now, do you want me to ruin them by signing them? Because I would recommend no, unless you must just have it. Because if you're going to wear them, or I could sign it like Andy's bottom of the boot on Toy Story, where nobody can see it.
Yeah, but he's going to wear them and
right
wear
next
that
to
out.
The box. Right under the heel, you can sign it and it won't get touched.
Oh, maybe true. He's like, don't sign it at all. Billy, what would you like here? I'll take any answer.
Sign under the heel, right next to the heel. Be great.
I'll
show you where.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
All right, Billy. Well, we appreciate you listening, buddy, and thank you for messaging me. And we'll put these in the mail tomorrow or the next day. Okay.
Sounds great.
You got a big day ahead or what?
Just work.
Yeah. What do you do?
Yep. I'm a truck driver.
Are you on the road right now?
I am not.
Man, I wanted.
Do you drive across the country or do you drive within the state?
Within the state.
What do you carry?
Ooh.
Usually almonds.
You ever get a little nibble for yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. You know, you're talking to a guy who went and got his CDL.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough. People are stupid on the road. Not you. Like, I was driving the big rig, you know, just doing my deal. I had eggs in the back. And people are like cutting around me in traffic, like cutting me off. And I'm like, guys, my truck is way bigger than yours. And you guys are all idiots. And if you hit me or cause me to do something, somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, you have to really watch out for everybody, right, Billy?
Correct.
Yeah. Billy's a man of a lot of words. I like that.
Yeah, he doesn't say much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he wants some boots, so we're going to put him on hold. Ray, get his information, and we'll send him these boots. There's Billy.
Thank you.
Hauling almonds.
Love it.
For America.
That's right.
Eddie's become obsessed with these Idaho murders, by the way, to the point where it's starting to be unhealthy because it's all he thinks about.
I've been reading a lot about it, and then I read the affidavit, which is like 15 pages, and it's making me think that like I need to look around more. And it just happened, Bones, where like my neighbors, they went out of town more than 2 weeks ago, like during the holidays. They have not returned. And I've just been, I didn't think twice about it. But now that I read these affidavits and started reading more about, I saw a week ago, some man I'd never seen before enter the house took his shoes off before he went in, and then he opened the garage door, took one of my neighbor's cars out, and cleaned it. Like, and it was dark. It was probably about 7:30, 8 p.m., and he cleaned the crap out of that for about an hour and a half.
That's bizarre that it was nighttime.
Yeah. And I've never seen the dude, and my neighbors are not back. And now that I think about it and reading all this stuff, I'm like, what if, I don't know. I have no idea what the situation is. Maybe they're fine. Maybe they're in Aruba somewhere or something, vacationing. But in my mind, after reading all this murder stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, I saw the suspect.
I don't like to watch scary movies because I have nightmares, but now I'm on a part of TikTok that it's people dissecting the case and him stalking them and the pings on the cell phone towers and him cleaning his car.
Yes.
And I now, if I get one after about 5 p.m., I have to get off of it because it'll make me have bad dreams.
Yeah. Remember, it takes over your life.
I read Twilight and had bad dreams. So you think I could watch the Idaho murder clips? No. People are bidding a bunch of money to secure the rights to this as far as
making a movie.
Up to $25 million when it comes to a book and movie. They say it could be the next In Cold Blood. Millions are on the table as book publishers and movie studios line up to recreate what they already know. You know, what if, and I, from what I have read, a lot, everything points in the direction of the guy. But what if he didn't do it?
What if he didn't?
I'm saying I try to be not as hasty on going, yep, that's the guy that did it because the media tells me he did it. From everything I read on the cell phone, where he was, when he was there, why he was there.
The DNA.
The
day of his dad. Yeah.
The commenting on Reddit.
I just constantly, though, think back to how wrong everybody was about the Duke rape suspects.
Yes.
Oh, that was so bad. Lacrosse team.
And
they canceled their season.
And the West Memphis 3.
Oh, yeah. That was another
tough one.
Yeah.
So I do feel a certain way about it, but I just try not to go, yup, for sure, really about anything when it involves somebody else when I only know what I'm being fed.
Yeah, and I think with the 24-hour news cycle now, innocent until proven guilty is no longer a thing because you show us a suspect and we're like, oh, that person's guilty. Yep, they did it.
The girl on TikTok, it was like, I know who did it. Is this person? And it wasn't.
Yeah, it was a professor at the school.
And even in the courts, like, how do you find someone who has not heard anything?
Exactly, especially in a small town.
Okay, small town for sure. We are in a business where we have to read everything all the time. I think even Amy, though, didn't know about it until we were bringing it up because she chose not to go that direction.
Yeah, I mean, I knew about it. I just kind of avoided it. But I like when y'all give me the summary. But I think of, you know, my sister, for example, she works. She's a mom of four. Like, there's so many times I bring things up to her and she's like, I have no idea what you're talking about because she's not on social media. She's not looking at the news all the time. She's not.
I think that's how Lunchbox.
Right.
Huh. That's crazy.
And my sister's a, you know, you would think she's an in-the-know person, but she doesn't know, always know. I guarantee you, if we called her and talked to her about this, she wouldn't know what we were talking about.
Really?
We could call her and talk to her about Lunchbox on our show, though.
No.
Oh, no, we can't. Okay.
That was rude. That's why she's not very with it.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. Two men were upset at a business, so around midnight, they show up and they have gas cans in their hand. You see them spraying gas all over the building. Let's light it on fire. They throw the match down. Boom!
They catch themselves on fire?
Both of them instantly on fire.
Yeah. You don't mess with that. You don't.
I mean, I was always taught by Arkansas Keith because, again, we lived in the woods, basically. We burned a lot of things. When you're from a small rural town in the South, you burn a lot of things. And it was very much, don't mess with gas. If you have to, a little bit, and then get far, far away and watch your clothes. I mean, we did a lot of that. Like, don't mess with gas.
Here's the thing. You think that only the liquid catches on fire? Yeah. There's fumes everywhere, and that's what blows up.
And it will trail.
Yes, right to you.
Right to you.
I mean, the video is hilarious because they throw it and they think, and then they say, they're running around trying to get the fire off. They haven't been caught.
Arkansas Keith must not have been their stepdad. Because he would have taught them why not to use gas, or if you do, how to actually do it.
Yeah.
So they're running around on fire.
They're running around on fire, and I guess they get it out and they run away, but they haven't been caught. But if you see someone with burns all over their body, it's probably them too.
Well, I don't know that I'd say that. You see somebody burnt up and you call the cops.
Arrest them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny they're on video too.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Are you pulling out your hair again?
Yeah.
Are you stressed?
I mean, not as much as I have been before, but this is something I've done for years and years and years.
But you stopped for a long time too.
Right. Yeah.
Do you eat it?
No.
Oh man, she'd have one of those 5-pound hairballs.
Yeah. I don't.
On TLC.
I've heard of those.
Wow.
I don't, but I'll pull it. I pull at it. So I've gotten better of not actually pulling it out of my scalp. But the other day, I think I counted and it was like 15.
But do you have a baldish spot because of it?
Yes.
You do?
And my hair person is like, please stop.
Do you know? Because I grind so bad now, but I don't know I'm doing it until I'm already. I shouldn't say grind. I clench a lot, even in the daytime. So at night, I wear a mouth guard, but that's just there to protect my teeth more than it is my jaws. Mm-hmm. But I don't realize I'm doing it, especially when I sleep. But even in the daytime, my wife would be like, yo, stop. I hear you clenching. Is it like that with your hair?
Yeah, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But family and friends, I'm putting everybody on high alert to call me out because I have to stop. Like, because even I'll be at a red light and I'll just be like, okay, got to get it in real quick. And then it turns green and I
Why do you think deep down you're doing it?
I think there's just certain... Yeah, it's like an anxiety. I don't know. It's just a way. It's like a soothing thing for me. So it's something that I go in and out of, mm-hmm. and I can do better with. And then all of a sudden, it'll pop back up, and I'm like, okay, I gotta get control of this again. And I know that a lot. I have a very, very, very mild version. And honestly, it was my college roommate that called me out on it to speak to the fact of not even really knowing you're doing it. She's like, do you realize how much you pull out your hair? I'm like, oh, no. And so then ever since then, I've been paying attention to it and researched it. And some people, I mean, they pull out everything. And so
you don't eat it?
No, and I don't eat it.
Do you care if I do? We put it down.
Oh.
What?
I'm kidding.
No, but sometimes just to avoid pulling out more, I'll pull one out and I'll hold it in my hand and then use that one as soothing because then I'm not damp, you know, potentially pulling out another hair.
I will, if no one's around me, same way, just hold my mouth wide open.
I see you do that.
Purposely, so I don't. But it's something's happening with us, uh-huh. and it's manifesting itself through the physical, you pulling out hair and me just... Because I've broken bones in my gums because I just push so hard.
Yeah, that's wild.
What's going on with this?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe that's why I'm bald in the back? Am I pulling my hair while I'm sleeping?
You don't even notice it, but no, you have a razor. Oh, you shave your head. Shaving cream and everything. You just don't even notice it.
I don't know.
All right. We're done. Thank you, guys. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. Get your Bobby Bones on. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.